Good Monday, this is Ozarks at Large. First to organize was the Kings River Watershed Partnership back in 2001. That's where farmers and environmentalists worked together to improve and protect the Kings River flowing through eastern Madison and Carroll counties. 4 years later, in late 2005, the Illinois River Watershed Partnership formed in northwest Arkansas, involving 65 stakeholders from industry and cities to protect the Illinois River. Now, we have the Beaver Watershed Alliance. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
John Pennington leads the way through an old sycamore grove crawling with prickly greenbrier to the banks of Town Branch, a tributary of the West Fork of the White River of Beaver Lake. Pennington's the new executive director of Beaver Watershed Alliance, and he's picked a dreadful place to stage our interview. We slide down a muddy bank onto the mucky gravel bar. Towering in front of us stands a 12-foot-high, 20-foot-long, and 8-foot-wide tangle of smashed timber and trash.
The stream channel used to be more or less here, where we're standing, and the woody debris blocked up the channel and forced the water another direction.
That direction through which the stormwater surged scoured as much as 30 feet of farm field around the debris pile, churning tons of sediment downstream. This wreckage is a relic of the ice storm of the century, which crushed the Ozarks in 2009, followed by the historic flood of 2011, which dumped almost 2 feet of rain within hours.
And so all of Fayetteville drains down through this area. And this is one of the remaining rural or agricultural zoned areas in the watershed.
This thrashed tributary exemplifies the worst of chronic neglect on the White River watershed. But if anyone can clean this up, John Pennington can. He specializes in stream monitoring and restoration.
And so if we can keep more of a green infrastructure development in mind, or smart growth is what it's also referred to sometimes throughout the watershed, is that we can always maintain our good biological diversity and not have to experience some of the other negative issues that come along with growth and development besides impacts to water quality.
A regionally spring-fed and rain-fed Town Branch has become a conduit for polluted urban runoff from South Fayetteville and has been listed as impaired. Still, numerous pristine streams continue to feed Beaver Lake.
Well, the Beaver Lake watershed is 1,192 square miles in size, so almost 1,200 square miles, and the watershed encompasses portions of six counties: Franklin, Crawford, Washington, Madison, Benton, and Carroll. Madison County and Washington have the largest portions of the Beaver Lake watershed within them. And it's a unique watershed that has portions that are very highly urbanized, such as where we are now, and it has very rural areas that are not inhabited at all, hardly. And so it's a very diverse watershed, and it does contain portions of the Ozark Mountains and the Springfield Plateau. And so geographically, it's different as well within its own self. And then the social changes, of course, the difference of perceptions across the watershed are very different.
Meaning awareness about water quality has grown, but to have concerns about property rights. Last January, the U.S. Department of Interior designated the White River Corridor, including Beaver Lake Watershed, as the second national blueway in the United States. The prestigious title recognized a new generation of watershed stewardship by agencies such as U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, USDA Forest Service, USGS, Game and Fish, the Nature Conservancy, and Arkansas Farm Bureau. But by early July, the designation was revoked. An ultra-conservative Arkansas activist had convinced hundreds of county officials on the watershed that the Blue Way was a covert scheme to steal private property. Lesson learned, deeper collaboration is critical. John Pennington.
We're really just getting started in that regard, though. We are planning a speaker series around the watershed that will be specifically for county quorum courts, local city council, individuals, as well as people that just want to be involved and informed in the local community to understand more about various water quality topics. And so, you know, it takes everybody to make progress. And so you can't have a lot of people doing their own thing, trying to help out water quality, but maybe not have some of the people that can make decisions to help some of those beneficial things happen, you know, be informed as well.
Beaver Watershed Alliance, headquartered in the Jones Trucking Community Complex on Emma in Springdale, counts an outreach coordinator, Courtney Thomas, and an intern from the Episcopal Service Corporation, and a host of volunteers.
And so each day we try to reach out to individuals within the watershed with an educational message that will hopefully inspire them to do things that will be beneficial to water quality or to understand what their role in water quality protection is. We also look to put conservation programs into place directly so that we're putting best management practices in the watershed. Actually, we're encouraging other people to put those best management practices into place. It's not us doing anything, but just encouraging others and providing resources for that to happen. And then we also try to monitor the water quality so that we can understand any kind of impacts that we are having with our programming if we're being successful at reducing certain pollutants as well. And so it's a holistic watershed approach where we engage a lot of different stakeholders from all walks of life.
Beaver Watershed Alliance is not a membership organization. Rather, the nonprofit is made up of stakeholders from regional water and electric utilities, business, agriculture, education, and local government. Executive Director John Pennington grew up in Johnson County, has a master's in crop soil science and conducted watershed outreach and education as a Washington County Agriculture Extension agent for 7 years. So he's cultivated many relationships on the watershed. He hired on with Beaver Watershed Alliance this summer. The alliance first formed in 2008 as the Beaver Lake Watershed Policy Advisory Group, with support from the Northwest Arkansas Council, which links the health of Beaver Lake to quality of life and economic development. This is Alliance Board of Directors President Bob Koch.
The reason it took as long as it did was we were very interested in making sure we included all the appropriate stakeholders at all the different levels. And so the exercise to draft a set of bylaws, just the first draft, probably took 6 months. Then when we formed the interim board, turning that draft set of bylaws into a set of bylaws that we could take to the final board took a year. The idea was we had to make sure that we included all the appropriate stakeholders at the table, people from all of the counties.
An early concern by the organizing group was how to deal with regulatory change to improve the river, including controlling agricultural runoff, such as poultry litter, rich in phosphorus, fed to birds to strengthen bones. But phosphorus also feeds algae blooms that can choke and slime waterways. In recent years, farmers have, by law, been using best management practices. But phosphorus tends to persist in the environment. John Pennington.
For every ton of soil that's lost from stream bank erosion, there's a pound of phosphorus to go with it. And so the stream bank erosion is the largest source of phosphorus delivery to Beaver Lake. And so really tackling the stream bank erosion is the main approach to keep the phosphorus in place.
Pennington says that phosphorus inputs are of greater concern on the Illinois River watershed east of here, where poultry farming is more concentrated. Beaver Watershed Alliance is funded by an EPA Clean Water Act 319 grant, as well as donations from Beaver Water District and Walton Family Foundation. The City of Fayetteville, Springdale, and Washington counties are program sponsors. The group looks to sign on other cities and towns. Back in 2009, the Northwest Arkansas Council commissioned a public poll and hosted regional meetings, which led to the crafting of a Beaver Lake Watershed Protection Strategy. Bob Koch.
One of the things that jumps out at you in that survey is that half of the people feel that there's nothing they can do to positively impact the water quality in the lake. And that's definitely not true. And that's one of the tasks we as an organization have, is to try to educate people that, one, they can make a difference, and two, how to make a difference.
Action items underway include the drafting of a developers and contractors lake certification program, an education and stewardship project, as well as monitoring and adaptive management programs. Beaver Watershed Alliance's logo is a heron standing hip deep on a misty turquoise stream. Herons can't thrive on polluted waterways and are an indicator species for aquatic health. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
If you'd like to learn more, you can visit beaverwatershedalliance.org.